Plan Commission for April 26th, 2021. And Trevor, you want to do a roll call?
Sure.
Or have you pretty much marked everybody down?
Yes.
I see Sarah must be new. Yes?
Yes.
All right.
Yes.
So are you pretty well set?
Yes, I am. Thank you.
Okay. Okay, so second item on the agenda is to modify or adopt the agenda as written. So I look for a motion to that effect.
Motion to adopt.
James?
Who seconded? Heather? Okay. So we got a motion and a second. Any other discussion? If not, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Announcements, Trevor, anything?
No, I don't think so. I'm sorry. I'd like to put our new trustee on the spot and maybe have herself give her an opportunity to maybe share a little bit about herself.
Hi, guys. My name is Sarah Deutsch. I just got elected as the newest Allen trustee. I'm super excited to be working alongside with all of you. So that's all I have to say.
Wow.
Sorry.
Congratulations, Sarah.
Thank you.
I'll have to find out what side of the Deutsch family you are from, because my grandmother was a Deutsch.
Oh, boy. That's just my husband's side. I don't know much about it.
Okay. Well, welcome,
thank you,
Sarah. Okay. Number four, public appearances. Any? Oh, Jim?
Jim O'Rourke, 2339 Oakwood Avenue. Thanks for letting me speak. I request that the committee put on the next agenda coming up with the definition of what a bike head route is and what a bike head trail connection is and what the difference is. I've been working on this for 10 years with the village. The village president announced at the last village board meeting that he would like to see better communication with residents with regards to what constitutes a satisfactory need for a sidewalk going into their onto their street. So in support of the Roselawn homeowners, 93% of which are opposed to having a bike route or a sidewalk on their block-long street, I think that it would be important to put into the next comprehensive plan and then to the village definitions what a bike head route is and what a bike head trail connection is. And Becky and I and Brad, when he was parks director, worked hard on trail connections, but we had never intended to make routes go through different neighborhoods. So that was a completely separate project. So that's all I'm asking for, is to start working on the definition between a bike-ped trail connection to the Fox River Trail and to the parks versus a bike-ped route that goes through existing neighborhoods where people don't want sidewalks.
I'm not exactly how to respond to that. Trevor, do we want to just add something, or do we want to comment tonight, or...
Well, I think comment. If you take any actions, you can ask to put it on the next agenda.
Yeah, I understand, but I'm just wondering if a written document from you would be better explaining what you're looking for than the verbal one. Trevor, comments?
Yeah, I think that would be helpful, Jim. I think that'd be helpful because a bike route I go to, you know, the MUTCD, which is kind of the road standards, and how they would define a bike route. But if you could kind of elaborate that in there.
Different things, and for our own village residents, if they're designated to be on a bike route, they should know that they're going to get that there's a chance that they're going to get a sidewalk in their neighborhood. And traditionally, what we've done is bike routes are on thoroughfares and highways, and that's where you're going to have the sidewalks, or on a school route, but not on just a bike route through a neighborhood. People aren't expecting to start putting sidewalks in anytime the street gets rebuilt. So that they should know these things. And I objected to it 5 years ago when it first came up at a meeting, and all of a sudden it showed on up, and they had a little bit of time to object to it. And the response from the village board is, why didn't you object to it when we first started talking about it? Which I did object to it. So it would help to have just clearly defined what constitutes a bike route versus a trail connection. That's and then it should be put into the village code and into the planning document so that people know, so they're not surprised when all of a sudden they get a notice from the village that the new road in front of their house is going to have a sidewalk in their front yard.
Go ahead. Jamie, if you could send me an email, that'd be helpful. And I don't know, I guess the committee can discuss at item number 8, how they want to handle this, but I could just send you what I believe to be the answer, Jim, and then maybe forward that email to the committee, and unless the committee feels like they want to discuss this, but I think it's pretty straightforward. I think what you're asking for is just a definition, but...
Well, it's more than that. It's the way that it's used, actually, in the village. And so, you know, the village has... the village can pay for routes, sidewalks on routes to someplace, but they don't define what a route is. So the village is allowed to spend tax dollars on routes, but there's 5,000 houses, and each house is a route to another house, so there's technically 25 million routes from point A to point B in the village. So we really have bike-ped routes, and special bike-ped routes would be school routes. So I worked on this for 10 years, and we never came up with what a definition, felt the definition for was needed for what a bike route is, but now that we had 90% of the people on Roselawn were very upset that they discovered that they're on a route that goes to no place. And we looked through the village codes, and it says that a route can have a sidewalk, but it doesn't define what a route is. And every place is a route. So we have a pedestrian network. Brad told me we don't have pedestrian routes. So that's a definition. So we have all streets are used as part of the pedestrian network, and thoroughfares and highways are supposed to have sidewalks, and those technically would be bike-ped routes, pedestrian routes, and not side streets. So it's pretty simple. Two definitions, right, and what constitutes, and Mr. Rafter said that the routes at the last meeting that he wanted the routes to connect to the Fox River Trail and the East River Trail. So that, what he was describing was simply trail connections, which don't go through neighborhoods. They just connect from Riverside Drive to the trail, and then also from East River Drive to the trail. But it's two definitions is what I'm looking for, and it should be then put into a comprehensive plan and then also into the village code. That's what I'm looking for.
Jim, I would just like to, if I could, somebody else wanted to say something. Go ahead. Is that Heather? Or who?
It was Becky. Oh. I want to ask, I'm a little confused. You keep saying bike route, but yet you're saying sidewalk on a bike route? That's too...
No. It's bike route. A bike route is a sign. You go down, the signs have already been started to be put in along Riverside Drive. There's a bike route is a sign, and a pedestrian route is a sidewalk. And a bike head route is what you have on West St. Joseph Street, which would be a full bike lane with a sidewalk. So, you know, there's various things that go with it. The bike head route would indicate that that is connecting traditionally the East River with the Fox River, or one of the main highways in town, and would include, it would be appropriate for signage for bicycles and a sidewalk for pedestrians. That's what I understand a bike head route to be. It doesn't have to have a bike lane, which is also, neighbors don't like that because they can't park in front of their house. So it would be appropriate for bicycle signage, which makes it a route, and a sidewalk, which makes it a pedestrian route. So a bike head route would have at least signage and a sidewalk, and those would be reserved for highways and throughways.
Jim,
but that's not.
Yeah, what? Jim, how about you? Could you send me what you believe is the definition? Because I think that the terms you might be using, I would define differently.
Okay.
I think a bicycle facility would include a trail, a bike route, or a bike lane. And then a pedestrian facility would include a sidewalk, a pathway, or a trail, maybe. But I think by saying bike ped route, it's somewhat ambiguous.
Well, for example, Briar was supposed to be a bike ped route, and it got moved over to Roselawn. It's now the temporary bike ped route. So, you know, there's no definition in the code as far as why that would happen. So it was a public works decision to do that. For cost savings, but there was no, you know, that's great if you're on Briar, but it upset 60 people over on Roselawn, right next door. So there was, you know, Mr. Rafter gave a very long speech at the last board meeting saying he wanted to see some positive things come out of all this turmoil that happened on Roselawn. If you drive down it, they still have their protest signs out. They're you know, it's quite interesting. They have, you know, lots and lots of protest signs on the street. And Mr. Rafter said he didn't want to see that again. He wanted to see better communication. And my feeling was that the better communication starts with a good definition so that everybody knows when a committee recommends something, what that entails, and that it doesn't include more than what the neighbors think it does.
Hey, Jim, if you could, I'm just going to ask you to, when you send a note, I'm sure you can send it to Trevor, but I'm going to make the same suggestion I made at the last meeting. That's not a plan commission issue.
Okay,
so what I want to say is go ahead and send it to Trevor if he'll accept it, but I think that the village should submit it to whatever committee is appropriate. If they feel the Plan Commission should discuss it, we'll see it back at the Plan Commission. If they think the parks should be the ones to discuss it, you won't see us discuss it next month.
Okay.
Please send it to Trevor, but send it in a general format that, in fact, you have some concerns and you'd like the proper committee to respond. If it's for us to do, we'll respond.
Right.
And I'm sure Trevor will be part of the response, but whether it's from this committee or parks, et cetera, I guess that we'll have to wait and see.
So the Public Works Department wanted to get out of the business of talking to citizens. That's why the Bike Head Committee was formed, was because the Public Works Director didn't want to be involved in the community involvement. He wanted another group to do it. So all of a sudden, it didn't belong to Public Works, it didn't belong to the Plan Commission, it didn't belong to Parks and Rec. It was nobody really wanted to touch it. That was my feeling.
I'm not so sure we don't want to touch it. I'm just not sure this is the right.
Okay.
But send the letter and the email, and the village you're working on, I'm sure.
Thank you very much. I'm sorry for taking so much time. I appreciate it. Thanks.
Well, we'll send you the bill. Don't worry about it.
I've got enough of those. Thanks.
Yeah, we all do. Anybody else? Okay. Thanks, Jim. Number five, the action required is the approval of a certified survey map from Mowen Associates on behalf of AJS LLC for parcel AL-25-1 located at 1430 Marine Street. And I know that Trevor put together a memorandum on it, and I think Chris is here representing them. So, Trevor?
Yes, yeah, so as you described this, this would be a CSM to divide into one parcel into four. The parcel in question is down on Marine Street. A more familiar landmark would be Jimmy C's Nooks, that sort of area. There are a few regulations to consider. Typically, anything over 3 acres or three parcels, the village will review. Anything over 3 acres, we require some certain extra standards, which I highlighted in the memo. In the memo, I kind of explain there are some things to consider, but we did have our public works director review this, and he did provide Mount Associates a response today that it does meet their standards. There was a question on if the 30-foot easement clearly provides public access, vehicle and pedestrian public access. The response I received from Mount Associates is it does. The only other thing that I'd like to point out that's kind of out of the ordinary is this would create one non-conforming setback, and that's at the request of staff. We suggested to have one non-conforming setback versus two non-conforming setbacks, and I can bring up the picture to kind of explain that further, but essentially what this is taking one lot and divide it into four, and there's, to my knowledge, no redevelopment plans to date for this site. I believe the owner is intending to sell some of the property, but again, Steve Bita is here from Mount Associates and can answer specific questions if needed.
I guess I have one question. You said a 30-foot. Is it the CSM show 35? Wasn't there two of them, Steve?
There are two easements on the property, actually, that kind of define that ingress-egress, and they both have different language in them as far as what the accessibilities are. So I'm not... those are both recorded now, so most likely we'll show that, we show the jackets and images as to those recorded documents on there. I'm not sure if we would want to show the actual language on the CSM, typically you wouldn't, but they cover different things in those easements, so there are two already recorded on there.
So 30 is the correct number, or...
There's two. One is 30 and one is 35.
Okay. And they allow an easement, the same easement for public right-of-way, for public access?
Yeah, they're both worded differently, but they both allow public access through there, yes.
Okay. And the second question I have, and it's, I don't want to get this started into this, but I'm curious, I know that there's a bulkhead line in the Fox River in front of this parcel.
Right.
Is there a reason why the bulkhead line isn't shown on this CSM?
The county brought that up, and we're addressing that with them right now. That's probably my best answer right now.
Okay.
We have to address it. I'm just not sure mathematically how we're going to show it yet.
Okay. Answer my question. Does anybody else have any questions? So, Trevor, your recommendation is to approve the CSF?
That's correct, yes. And I received clarification needed as that I was needed that I referenced in the memo.
Okay, and I guess one last question, Steve. Is there going to be any adjustment to this because of that identification of the bulkhead line or not?
If anything, the parcel sizes may change slightly. For those that don't know, a bulkhead line it used to be used a lot more way back in the day. We don't use a bulkhead lines anymore a whole lot, but it used to be a line that of navigation that we were able to fill to back in the day. Most people don't ever exercise that ability anymore. So I can't tell you offhand if that's the line that the property's currently filled to or not, but we will show that and reference it, you know, the way we would need to per the state statutes.
Would we need to wait for that approval here?
No, I don't.
Or how do we handle that?
Yeah, I would say contingent on the county approving the bulkhead line, maybe.
Okay. I guess for those that don't know, there's a bulkhead line in the Fox River all the way from the mouth up to the pier. And probably the most obvious one that I've ever been involved in is the filling at Fort Howard's done.
Right.
And back in the day, Ashwaubenon actually bought a parcel of property to stop them from filling, because once they have the river in front of the parcel, the Fort Howard couldn't fill anymore. So it was a big battle. But that's kind of the only one that I'm really aware of, other than maybe downtown, is probably most of that supported to the bulkhead line. So. Well, okay. Hearing that, Jeff, unless you have any concerns, I guess I'd be open for a motion to approve the CSM for Mao and Associates, unless there's other discussion. Anybody?
I'll make a motion to approve the CSM as presented, subject to or contingent upon approval of the easement for public use by the Public Works Department.
And clarification and also identification of the bulkhead line on the survey.
Yep.
For county requirements.
Yes.
Okay. Do I have a second?
Second.
Who seconded it?
Heather.
Okay, Heather. Okay, so we've got a motion and a second. Any other discussion? Hearing none, all in favor? Aye.
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 Opposed? Carried. Thank you, Steve.
Thank you.
Okay, moving on to number six, Village Projects and Properties Update, and under it we have a Comprehensive Plan Update. Trevor?
Yes, and Michael, I'd ask you to maybe chime in as needed, but as Plan Commission knows, we've been discussing over the past few months how to tackle the comprehensive plan update. And Michael offered some advice, which I like the approach, maybe breaking this down into chapter by chapter. And reviewing it that way, and doing that over the course of, you know, a few meetings. There's technically 9 chapters, and so I think some of them we could couple together. There are some chapters that, like land use or transportation, that I think might be a meeting by itself, but there are other there are other chapters, and let me just share my screen here. All right, can you see a table of contents?
Yep.
Okay. So I think issues and opportunities, we could breeze through that chapter pretty quickly. Land use, would be by itself. These first few might be by themselves. But then once we get to community facilities, agriculture, intergovernmental cooperation, those are, a lot of times they're written more high level, and I would think that we could kind of couple those together and cover them in one or two meetings. So I think there's 9 chapters. I would guess we could probably knock it out in about 4 meetings by doing it that way.
Sounds reasonable.
Trevor did such a great job. I think there was the bicycle and pedestrian plan, and went through that. I was thinking that it'd be really nice if he could do the same thing. I hate to give him something to do, but that he could do the same thing by the comprehensive plan, and then we'd all have a good feel for where the thing was delinquent and where it wasn't, and probably make some really good decisions. So that's kind of where we got to. So does anybody have a concern with that? Because it's probably going to take probably each meeting 15 minutes to half hour, possibly, depending on how much discussion there is. So it's going to take a little bit more time than maybe we normally need to take. But I guess, what do you think?
I think it's a great idea. I think you take it piece by piece so that it's, not an exhausting task. You break it down a little bit at a time and then have a really nice finished product, hopefully.
Anybody else? Otherwise, I assume that's a good plan. And, Trevor, we look forward to maybe the next meeting.
Okay.
Get started.
Absolutely. Good.
Anything else under the projects? I am curious because I drive Rose Lawn all the time, and I wasn't able to sit in on the village meetings, but can you update us on, because we were involved last time, can you update us on what the status of that roadway project is?
Yes, I will do my best. The night of the meeting, actually the night that my wife delivered our child, so I was not present, and so I haven't listened to the full meeting minutes, but I've been given an update, so I'll do my best. To my knowledge, the ultimate decision was to continue the project as engineered, with the exception of where the road is without the boulevard, to have it wider. Engineer for the sidewalks to be implemented down the road. Down the road meaning in the future. So the road will be designed and constructed as if sidewalks were to go in at some point on Rose Line. And then on Beaumont, the road would be constructed as engineered, so with the sidewalks. Does that make sense? Sorry, I feel like I talked around that.
Yeah.
Okay.
So,
Trevor?
Go ahead.
When you said sidewalks on Beaumont, there's only going to be a sidewalk on one side or on both sides?
Oh, sorry, yeah. Sidewalk on the west side.
Okay. Yes. I was a little confused. Yeah, so, good.
Yep. Yeah, and planned for one sidewalk on the north side of Rose Line at some point.
Is Rose Line going to maintain the boulevards?
They will, yes.
Okay.
So the boulevards will be narrowed, I believe, a foot or two.
As I drive and see all the signs, it's just maybe a stupid question and maybe not worth public, the planning commission, but was it ever looked at putting the sidewalks down the boulevard away from the properties?
Not to my knowledge, but...
I don't understand what the, you know, what the big difference would be to have it right down the middle of the boulevard, but I know there's openings in the boulevard which would constitute, you know, an area where pedestrians would have to cross, but they could narrow the boulevard openings. But I was just curious if anybody had looked at that. So, okay.
That's not a. The boulevard where the openings are is a two-way roadway, and so it would be people walking down the middle of the road.
Yeah,
so the boulevard is not a continuous boulevard, and in between the boulevards, the road pulls inward and runs between the boulevards. So you can't, you would have a sidewalk going down the middle of the street, which would just confuse the heck out of everybody.
Yeah. No, Becky, I realize that. That's why I said they'd have to close the boulevards so that there wasn't that wide of an area. I drove down there the other day, and in a couple stretches where it does narrow down, people are parking in those areas, and there isn't actually two lanes of traffic. There's barely enough room for the people to drive through, so it's not a good situation regardless. So I was just wondering if anybody had looked at it, whether it was feasible, because you got to cross at the intersections anyway, so this is actually safer than it would be at an intersection, but it's not our problem, or it's not anything for this commission, I guess. Anything else, Trevor, on Village of Projects or property updates?
Nothing to share that comes to mind this month, but I know we're optimistic that, if you drive around the village, you see some of our previous projects being constructed, like the apartments on Derby and the apartments on Riverside Drive and condos down on Riverside Drive. So it's nice to see things keep moving. The community center, the former community center buildings being renovated, that's finally made its way through approval by both State Building and State Historic Preservation Office. So all good things, I think.
I see Gallagher's, of course, moved. What's the, any long-term plan there? Are the other renters moving out, or what's happening?
Yes, right now, I think the only tenant we have up there right now is Cops Chocolate, and they intend to be out of the building soon.
Okay.
Yep. Most of the businesses have found other locations, and some have chosen to close as their option. So.
Or can I ask one more question, Mrs. Becky?
Yeah.
What happens, is McDonald's going to ever do their project, or is that put on hold permanently?
No, they're looking forward to getting started as soon as they can. However, they're joined with the Webster, with that Gallagher's Mall building and property, and so they're trying to figure out how to stay connected in the future with redevelopment plans. So they're connected through an easement, and it's kind of a complex deal, is my understanding. So
any other questions on or comments on number 6? Okay, if nothing, then number 7, updates from village departments. Anything there, Trevor? I see you just said you still have the table of contents up.
Oh, I'm sorry. Sorry about that.
Memorized by now.
Yeah, so historic preservation, we received word about a week or two ago that the National Park Service accepted the nomination for the Robinson Hill Historic District. So that makes our second residential historic district in the village. The first one is Miramar Drive. And so Robinson Hill, for those that are not familiar, is generally the Derby Lane neighborhood. So that was good, welcome news, because we've been working on that project probably for 4 years, I think. The Parks Department will at tomorrow night's Parks and Rec Committee meeting will be selecting a consultant for their comprehensive outdoor rec plan. And they will begin updating that document over the course of the summer. And then Public Works, as provided previously, came to a conclusion on what they're going to do with the sidewalk component of their project list for the summer. But they do have several other projects they're working on throughout the summer, and there's quite a few of them this year, which is great. So I don't have them memorized as far as when the start and stop dates are, but I believe some projects are going to be beginning next week, and then they'll be staged throughout the summer. So.
Any questions from anyone? Well, hearing none, we're to number 8, next meeting date and future agenda items. And the next meeting, I think, is it 24th of May? I believe that's when it is.
You're correct.
So we're definitely going to have a comprehensive plan discussion. May have a sidewalk, bike, pedestrian discussion. We'll leave that up to Trevor and the village to add it or whatever. Anything else?
Nothing right now, but there might be something that pops up.
Anybody else have any? Nothing. Looks like a short meeting today and a short meeting next time. So with that, I guess we have a motion for an adjournment looking us in the face. Anybody want to make a motion?
I'll make a motion to adjourn.
All right, Heather, do we have a second?
I'll second that. Matthew.
So we got a motion and a second. No other discussion. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carrie, well, you can get back in time for feeding. Your wife will appreciate that.
Yeah, exactly.
Thanks, everyone.
Yeah.
All right, Sarah, nice to see you.
Thank you. Nice meeting you all.
Talk to you later.
Thank you.